Hello, darling. It's been a long week, hasn't it? Especially for you. Someone who is so good that they followed all of the rules. They kept themselves on edge every moment of the week. You know, for some, edging is just about the release. It's about a moment. It's about a sensation, a singular one. The building of a climax that shakes the body, empties the mind, leaves you completely spent. But I have the feeling that that isn't what it's about for you, is it? No, if you can hear my voice right now, it's because you did every single challenge like you were supposed to. But it isn't about the finish line. Is it? You love the feeling. You love the desperation. You love that gnawing desire in the back of your mind, a throbbing deep inside of you. You love that need. You love being on that edge. It's not about overcoming the edge. It's not about the release from it. Although, I can only imagine how good that must feel as well. No. You and I both know that you like it. You like being turned on all day long. You like that feeling. That need. You loved walking around every day. With your little secret, that little hidden part of your life that no one else knows about, that you're following the commands and instructions of someone far away that you don't even know the face of. You love it. Maybe it's the surrendering of control. Maybe this is the fullest extent. To lose everything. Knowing that it's safe, knowing that it's trusted, knowing that you're part of a community that cares and loves, but also knowing that you're going to be rewarded for being good. You're going to be rewarded for feeling on edge and feeling that need all week long. You're going to be celebrated for being constantly distracted. You're going to be adored for edging yourself mercilessly. Every single day. Oh, darling, I wish I could see just how powerful that fucking orgasm is. Oh, God. I wonder if you're touching yourself already. I wonder if you're just too gone. I wonder if you can even hold a thought in your head anymore. I wonder if it's all too much. Oh, darling, I have bad news. You're not going to come during this audio. Consider it a prize. Consider it one last little test for me. This last little edge we're going to do together. And then I'm going to set you free to the other audio. No, this audio is a reward. And a punishment. Because you like both, don't you? Now then, darling, I want you to play with your clit for me, okay? I want you to tease yourself. I know that it can be hard to sync up an audio to the exact little ministrations of your body. It would be so much easier if I was there, in between your legs. Tongue doing all the work for you. But I want you to be good for me and just try your best, okay? I want you to try to feel everything. I want you to try to bring all of that tension as close to the front as you can. I want you to be completely desperate and on edge when you hit play on the next one. Now. Edge yourself for me. in your favorite way, darling. Come on now. Keep that up for me. Whether it's with a toy, your hand, grinding against a pillow, whatever it is for you, keep doing it. I want you to bring yourself to the edge and back as many times as you can. You can do that for me, can't you? You can just finish this one last challenge for me. All you have to do is just get as close as you can over and over until I say stop. And I don't plan on stopping just yet. Keep it up, baby. Keep that rhythm. Come on now. Atta girl. You're doing so, so fucking well. Oh, baby. Don't forget the rules, though. If you break even for a moment, you know you're going to have to start again, don't you? I mean, come on, you'll be deprived of the experience. And you'll get to live that whole week on edge. You'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd love feeling desperate all week long again. And that shame deep down that you're getting punished for another week because you couldn't hold it together for another 10 fucking minutes. Maybe a little longer. No, no, baby, keep touching yourself. Keep grinding that out. Keep fucking edging for me. Just fucking please yourself. Come on now. Think how good you're going to feel for me. Think how good that release from the edge will feel. When it's all said and done and you're empty and thoughtless, I hope the first thing on your mind is when we're going to do this again. Because believe me, baby, we're going to do this again. You're going to listen to me come over and over and over every night. Don't tell anyone else, that's our little secret, okay? For the next edging week, you're gonna get night after night of ramble fap. Over and over, you're gonna hear me live out all the bliss that you fucking can't. I'll feel all of it for us. That'll be so fun, don't you think? Reminded of just all the pleasure that you're being denied, it'll make it even sweeter, won't it? That denial will feel even better washing over your body. That aching, that throbbing that you fucking feel deep down. Oh, it's only gonna get worse, isn't it? Listening to me moan and writhe. You love it, don't you? Oh, I know you do, baby. And just think, you haven't even come yet. Think how much better it'll be when we get to come together tonight. That's right. If you can make it through and just keep edging for me, you can come with me. We can come together, baby. You want that, don't you? You want to be good and come with me, don't you? I mean, fuck this whole week. The whole purpose of this was to make you as desperate for me as you fucking possibly could be. What would be the point in wasting that? You could come on your own whenever you fucking feel like it. No, you come to me because you want to be told. You come to me because you want the fantasy. You come to me because I'm moan pretty. And if you come now, you won't be able to hear it. Oh no, baby, you'll have to go a whole nother week where everyone else will know exactly what it sounds like when I fill you up. We'd hate to have that happen, wouldn't we? Oh, baby. Fuck. God damn. No. Stop for me. Just stop. It's okay. I promise you, it's okay. I figured I could let you in on a little secret while we rest. Before I record every single fucking audio that I do, I edge. I touch myself. I feel pleasure. I make myself desperate. I make myself crave you in a way that is just so divine. And I figure what better way for us to get along than to edge together. That way neither of us are allowed to fucking come. I think that's fair, don't you? Oh, I think it's very fucking fair. Now, tonight, I could look at all sorts of wonderful porn, listen to beautiful moans, but I've got one thing on my mind. Bondage breeding. A beautiful combination of words, don't you think? Oh, yes, baby. Just imagine being tied up and used like a toy. Filled up over and over and over. Oh, God. It's my greatest fantasy. To come home from work every day and just fill you up over and over and over. It never fails to do the trick, you know. If I'm distracted from work or if things are bothering me and I know that I have to record, just thinking about filling you up and giving you every single part of me I can give, God, it does the fucking trick. That's right, baby. Just imagine your legs spread open, tied to the bedposts. Oh, fuck. And you and I both know I can come multiple times. One wouldn't be enough, would it? No. The first load, that would just be lube. Get you nice and fucking ready for the second and the third and the fourth. Oh, God, I can hardly even imagine just how many times we could go. If every single fucking time it was just a little closer to that edge, a little closer to making you nice and full, to breeding you. Fuck. Oh, God, I wish I could hear your fantasies like I share mine. Oh, God. Fuck, it feels so good. There you go, nice and fucking hard. Oh, baby. Think about all the different ways we could tie you up. Could put you in a St. Andrew's cross and just leave you there. Come by, fill you up, leave. Oh, God, but that'd be a waste, wouldn't it? Then gravity wouldn't be our friend. No, that wouldn't do. What about doggy style, tying you to a chair, ass up? Maybe we could even put the chair on wheels, just take you everywhere I need to go. When I get needy, just fill you up nice and full again. Make sure that you have everything you need to get nice and round. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, I hope you're touching yourself with me, baby. That way we're both nice and ready to go into this next audio together. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, there's something just so wonderful about the idea of grabbing you by your hips, pulling you as deep onto me as you can go, and then just fucking letting it all go. No fighting, no begging, no nothing. Just a toy for me to fill up. Oh, God. Just think. We could even do an edging week just like that. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Just 5 days of being desperate at work and at home, listening to my voice in your ears, wondering when it'll be your turn. Coming over on Saturday, being used like a toy. No thought to your own pleasure if you come, but if you can make it to the end of the night, just then, just like right fucking now, you'll get everything you fucking deserve. Like a good girl. Like someone who stays on edge, just like she's told. Oh, fuck. Well, darling, I think I'm quite ready for tonight, don't you? I want you to use everything in your power to bring yourself to the edge as fast as you fucking can. Grind your clit, turn up the vibrator, rub harder. Get yourself to that fucking edge for me. Come on. Don't make me fucking wait. I'm not going to do this audio for much longer, which means you don't have long either. Keep it up for me. Keep up that fucking edge. And I'll see you tonight, darling. It's time you got to come.